What a treat. How good is this food that they have delivered here? The people at the Mutzfest. Oh,
let me tell you something. That chicken parm on the garlic bread.
Yeah,
is special.
With some roasted peppers.
Outstanding.
Oh my goodness.
Outstanding.
And of course, Rick has to become Bobby Flay, where the lady's, you know, showing us around to here's chicken cutlet with broccoli rabe, and Rick has to tell her what it is.
Oh, exactly.
Because he knows.
Like, oh.
He knows.
Shows
you
off
know.
His knowledge base.
Yeah. She asked what it was, and I told you what it was. I mean, well, listen.
Yeah.
Watch a lot of Food Network.
Knowledgeable.
We got to get Michael Simon on the show, too. We got the Chew number. We got to get him on the show.
Don't they
got to work that out.
Here?
Yeah.
No, not here. The other building.
But not far off.
No, right down the street.
Yeah.
Where Tim's office is.
Yeah.
Right?
So we'll get him on the show.
Big
he said
Cleveland
he's a huge
Browns
fan?
Big Browns fan. See what he wants with their first and fourth pick.
1-4.
What if he loses mine if they don't take a quarterback?
You have to take a quarterback.
What Browns. If they don't take a quarterback, though?
At 1 or 4?
They'll take a running back and an offensive lineman.
What did you have? What kind of food did you have? How many sandwiches did you just eat? Did you eat 3?
No, I've eaten one.
Okay.
But I have 3 more on my plate. Yeah. Why are you looking at me with
I thought you were capable.
What are we doing here?
I thought you were capable of eating 4 sandwiches in that little break.
Well, I didn't have enough time to get to it. I'm not.
Oh, yeah, I know you will.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if you were capable of doing it at this point.
Well,
all right.
I care about being
I will
messy.
Say this,
we are
though,
in studio.
I came to this realization on Sunday. My wife made me the most delicious.
Is she a good cook too?
Fantastic cook. Mm. So usually on Sunday we have pancakes. So we'll have blueberry banana, maybe some strawberries, granola. Milo likes the chocolate chip banana pancakes. So she decides she's going to get a little creative. She went peanut butter and jelly pancakes.
No, I don't think I'd like that.
You out of your mind?
That sounds amazing.
No.
That sounds amazing.
A peanut butter pancake?
Yeah, peanut butter. Peanut butter and strawberries and blue, like peanut butter and jelly. It was delicious. Phenomenal. One of the best pancakes I've ever had in my entire life. But I ate so many of them. I'm convinced. Now, I watched a lot of Food Network, Man vs. Food. I should be the one doing that show. I don't
think I could. Something?
No, he's done. They gassed him. Oh. He's doing a different show. I think I could win any food challenge. Honestly.
Any food challenge.
Any enjoyable food challenge.
What was the one you had in Florida with the big sandwich?
That was in Georgia.
That was Georgia.
I ate a 5-pound Italian sandwich in 20 minutes.
5 pounds. That's repulsive.
Delicious.
There's no way you felt well at the end of that.
I had a yogurt afterwards, a frozen yogurt. It's delicious. Terrific sandwich.
You think you could battle against food and win continuously?
If it was enjoyable, not I don't want to do a super spicy, like you got to eat 6 atomic wings,
like you have to wear special gloves to eat.
Yeah, I don't want to sign a waiver. But if you gave me a legitimate challenge where I had a certain amount of time to finish a certain amount of food and enjoy, I would 100% win every challenge.
Like a 48-ounce porterhouse.
And no problem. Give
let's
me an
think
hour.
About,
done.
Let's think about that. I'd like to discuss this off the air about you doing some kind of a food challenge show. I think it'd be fun.
I would crush. You name the challenge, I would crush. Like some guy, he had a 5-pound breakfast. It looked like pancakes and home fries and sausage. And
but then you're going to balloon up. I mean, if you start
just one time.
Yeah, but there's a lot of takes that are involved, no?
No, you don't. It's one consistent shot. You got to beat that. It was a time.
But if you eat 5 pounds of whatever, I mean,
I did it in 20 minutes. I could do. You give me an hour to do that.
But
no,
you're
going
to balloon up. You're going to become old Rick again.
No, no.
You're going to have to go on the diet like
month?
Me.
No, once a month, no problem.
All right, let me read this.
Give me a pizza challenge. Poof, forget it. Forget it.
We got to do something around the show with him doing that once a month.
We should.
Like, we're teeing that up right now.
I mean,
perfect.
In theory, yes. I want to read this with love. Hoboken's Best Mozzarella returns on Sunday, January 28th with the 6th annual Hoboken Mutzfest.
Do you ever get naked sometimes and feel like you look like a big ball of mozzarella?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's like a hairy, like what, like a piece of mozzarella that just fell on the ground. Like that fell on the ground.
like in dog hair, they pick it up. Yeah, I don't think that's too far off. That's not probably the image you wanted to give people as I'm trying to read this with love, and I'm doing the best I can.
He's not a nice guy.
No, he's not a nice guy. He doesn't like me, and we've established that.
He's
a celebration
teammate,
of the city's most delicious mozzarella. Hoboken Mutzfest features some of the city's top eateries, including Frankie and Ava's, M&P Biancamano, Margaritas, Tony Bologna's.
How does Sherry feel about Tony's Bologna?
She I don't know that she's a bologna person. Yeah. And you want her to come on the show. This is what I'm going to put my wife through.
You're
going to
get free law help.
Free law help.
Seems like a perfect setup.
Can I get through this?
Get through it.
One more time, you interrupt me, and I'm going to give it to you, and you can finish it. And Vito's Deli. All event proceeds benefit the Hoboken Family Alliance and its programs to support children with special needs, including Hoboken Bike Camp for individuals with disabilities. You can even put your Rick. Homemade recipe to the challenge, like peanut butter and jelly pancakes. Enter to be part of the Mutzfest Challenge to see how experts judge your recipe. Mutzfest Sunday, January 28th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Hoboken Elks Club. To register for the Mutzfest Challenge or purchase tickets, visit Mutzfest.com. That's MUTZFEST.com. And Canty and I and Rick can absolutely guarantee the food, sensational.
Yeah, we can vouch for the food at the Mutzfest. It's going to be a good time. Worth your while, no doubt about it.
Absolutely sensational.
No, but that's exactly what you guys just ate, those chicken parms that you just ate.
Oh.
That's how you know the place is good, though. Because, again, I go back to sometimes you get the chicken parm. If they don't season the dredge right, you don't get the flavor. Garlic bread, whole different level.
Whole different level.
Toast that bread up with the garlic. Oh.
Takes it, puts it over the top.
Over the top.
Over the top.
It's unbelievable. It really is. All right. Are you ready?